Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You got to wonder, does he even know what he's saying sometimes?
Oh, sure. He knows exactly what he's saying, but he does not believe that what he's saying violates any rule, any law, or has anything to do with our mutual criticism.
It's interesting because it's a phenomenon we haven't seen before in American history or politics, and part of it is a product of our media age. Instant return, instant out there. He doubles down. Former presidents, Nixon, even Bill Clinton, when they were in the impeachment bandwagon was rolling up to the White House, they went into the bunker. They hunkered down and they surrounded themselves with aides and they put up a united structured front. Trump walks right out, doubles down, says, you want to see something? Watch this. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Willie, I want to ask you this because, you know, you always were pretty confident in your political skills. Phil, is that a
overconfident
fair assessment? Okay. But here's a guy who clearly is running the show. Whoever's in charge, in theory, of communications and messaging is not out front. It's the boss.
As a matter of fact, I'm not sure he has anybody in that room in that capacity. Let me also tell you, this is a guy who has no sense of U.S. history. He has no sense of how the nation was founded. He has no sense of the normal things that makes this nation work, and he doesn't care.
He has no sense of the law.
Back to Stan's question. Who is the president's press person?
The president.
I don't know which one.
Exactly. Yeah. Since Sarah Sanders left, you don't know. The closest thing he's got to a press person is Rudy Giuliani. And the last time I looked at him, one eye was going one way and the other eye was going the other.
No, he has. Ms. Conway is still there.
Okay, but
Kellyanne Conway is still there. She shows up occasionally.
But Mayor Brown, let's look at the strategy. I mean, we got the Democrats over there, and they're like Joan Baez singing "We Shall Overcome," and we've got Trump, who's like Meatloaf screaming "A Bat Out of Hell." I mean, it's no contest.
It's the first time I've heard those two songs referred to
in the same breath.
Yeah, same.
No,
correct.
But let me tell you, he is really very, very good at what he does. And the people in the streets, I'm telling you, are still fascinated with this buffoon.
Because he takes whatever's going and he breaks the kabuki. People come out and say, I'm shocked, I'm disturbed. That's what the Democrats, we've heard that over and over. He says, they ain't seen nothing yet. Wait this. Hey, China, why don't you look into Joe Biden? And he doesn't do it behind closed doors, as they say. He does it right out in front on the lawn with every TV camera on
there. He doesn't believe there's anything wrong with it. He doesn't believe there's any violation of any rule whatsoever.
Well, you know, when he typed out the word BS the other day in all caps on Twitter, I looked at the retweets and the comments. Thousands of people saying, right on. This is speaking truth to power. This is telling it like it is.
And that's his strength, and that's what keeps him in the mix.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.